I want to start off today with saying that Aruba is in recuperation. And that is something we all have been noticing since we reopened the borders of our island nation. Aruba was seriously impacted due to the COVID-19 worldwide crisis. It took away 25% of our GDP and has affected Aruba and its people severely. You all might have felt the consequences, be it personally or in your circle of friends and family. This pandemic, by its nature, was a ferocious equalizer. It did not make exceptions for anyone. In the beginning of 2022, just last year, we were in the midst of the most severe wave of the COVID infections. As a government, we had the daunting task of battling this with all the means we had at our disposition. We had to take measures that were not always well received. At that moment, we could not have crossed our arms and let it be. That certainly was not an option, certainly not for our government. With hindsight, 2020, we can always say that certain things could or should have been done differently. Some things, some of those things, yes, but others definitely not. And about a year ago, we started implementing our exit strategy. We were considered cowboys by the rest of the world. But this strategy would take us to the next level of recuperation, which by that time, because of the resilience of our people, already was on its way with baby steps. Fortunately, tourism, which was the pillar which took the heaviest blow, already exceeded the pre-pandemic levels. And once the borders were reopened, even with the stringent measures we had in place, the tourists saw Aruba as a safe haven away from home. They knew that the government of Aruba was more or less one of the front runners in adopting and adapting measures to keep both the people of Aruba and its visitors safe. It was widely commented that here in Aruba, you were safer than home. This year, we will reach 101% of the 2019 GDP, which is not a small feat after what we have suffered. Last year alone, 1,500 jobs were created. According to the IMF, Aruba took swift measures, and this avoided the worst for Aruba. Aruba is bouncing back, thanks to, as I said before, the resiliency and the strength of our people. This strength, and above all, this courage to continue, we get out of the love for our country, Aruba Dushitera. And it is more than logical to say that we do not only want to bounce back, but we also want to bounce forward with leaps and bounds. We want to do this together, government, business community, and the people. We want to build a stronger and more resilient economy. Not only stronger and resilient, but also flexible to be able to change according to the developments we are submerged in. And innovation is at the front and center of our administration's policies. If we want to learn from the lessons the worldwide COVID-19 crisis has taught us, we need to do things differently and in a more innovative way. And that is why I am delighted to see the advances in the project of Port City, because we are convinced that this project will lead to diversification of the economy. It will create more jobs, and consequently, the economy will grow. And our aim is not just the growth of the economy, but the progress and the well-being of the people of Aruba. On behalf of the government of Aruba, I thank you, the business community, for the interest shown in this project and in development of Aruba. From the bottom of my heart, I express the wish and my hope that this interest is converted into a well-thought-out investment opportunity. I also want to thank the Aruba Ports Authority for pursuing such an important project for Aruba. And I want to thank in particular my colleague, Minister Dangi Odiber, for his vision, his courage, and his determination in realizing this project. Wishing you all the best in this endeavor. Thank you.